Well, the first time in decades, industrial hemp crops were planted in Kentucky, Colorado, and Vermont this spring. A dozen other states have passed legislation in support of hemp farming, and the latest farm bill eased restrictions on cultivations in some states. Industrial hemp could be poised for a comeback in the U.S., but there's a roadblock. The federal government says hemp, which is a cannabis plant, is a controlled substance. Farmers are planting anyway. Reporter John Kalish visited some new hemp patches sprouting in Vermont.
A dozen Vermonters have registered their intention to grow industrial hemp with the State Agency of Agriculture. But these aspiring hemp farmers have a problem. Hemp seeds are hard to come by because federal law enforcement authorities consider them illegal. Rob Kidd, formerly with the farmers' advocacy group Rural Vermont, says some farmers have found seeds in the wild.
There's been patches of feral hemp growing for the last 40 years. Some people have harvested those seeds to grow.
The three hemp plots I visited here in Vermont were all started with seeds sold by Europeans and obtained illegally. As far as the feds are concerned, any part of the hemp plant is considered a controlled substance. Nataka White is co-owner of a company called Full Sun that presses seed into oil. He managed to get seeds from France and planted them outside his home near Middlebury.
This is our humble hemp patch. It measures about 8 by 8. I don't even know what percentage of an acre that is.
White expects to get at least 12 pounds of seed when he harvests his crop in late September. And like most Vermont hemp farmers, he'll use that to grow more hemp next year. For other would-be hemp farmers, anxiety over the legality of hemp was the reason they decided not to plant this year. One farmer told me he planted hemp seeds and then tore out the young plants because he was worried that a bust would affect his girlfriend's high-profile PR job. Another farmer who registered was afraid the hemp seeds sold online might have a THC content that exceeds Vermont's maximum limit. THC is the psychoactive chemical in marijuana responsible for the high. The Vermont Agency of Agriculture says it has no plans at the moment to test for THC content. In the hills outside of Rutland, one farmer managed to lease land to grow hemp.
We were able to, find some people that were, willing to lease the land to us. So they're behind us,
They know what you're doing.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. Yes, they do.
This first-time hemp farmer asked that we not use his name or mention the town where his hemp patch is growing. He has only a quarter acre under cultivation, but says that if all goes well this year, he may plant 20 acres next year.
I think this is just a great opportunity for this state and this country to really make some strides environmentally, economically, and I think the people want this.
On an 80-acre homestead in Vermont's Northeast Kingdom, a young couple raises pigs, chickens, and vegetables. They have a 25-square-foot patch of hemp growing. They, too, ask that they not be named. They are skilled riggers of traditional sailing ships and know the connection between rope and hemp.
One of the reasons why hemp is such a great rope-making material is that it can grow 12 feet tall, and then you have 12-foot-long pieces of fiber, which make really strong rope.
Last winter, the couple went to Sweden and made rope from hemp using a process developed in the 19th century. They hope to make rope one day from Vermont-grown hemp.
Whether we'll ever be able to make a living making hemp rope, I mean, probably not. Who knows? But it's worth keeping the skills alive. And when the world's ready for it, we want to still have that knowledge available.
A hemp industry trade group estimates that last year Americans spent more than $500 million on hemp foods, cosmetics, and other hemp products, such as clothes and bags. And after hemp seeds are pressed for oil, the leftover seed meal can be used as animal feed. Nataka White of the Full Sun Oil Seed Company says that's another way hemp farming can benefit agriculture.
We're at the beginning in Vermont of a whole new industry that hasn't existed in this state for 60 to 70 years. And most people who are putting seeds in the ground are realistic in what it's going to take to kickstart this new agricultural sector.
For Here and Now, I'm John Kalish in Vermont.